From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Mexico's president on Friday said the death toll of the powerful earthquake that struck off the country's southern coast has risen to at least 61.
61 persons have regrettably perished, 45 persons in Oaxaca, 36 of them here in the municipality of Juchitán, 12 persons in Chiapas, and 4 people in Tabasco.
He declared 3 days of national mourning, vowed that the government would help rebuild, and called for solidarity. In addition, the governor of Veracruz has reported 2 deaths related to the arrival of Hurricane Katia, which hit overnight. Florida Governor Rick Scott told residents that Hurricane Irma had arrived.
Hurricane Irma is now impacting our state. Southeast Florida is already experiencing tropical storm force winds, and nearly 25,000 people have already lost power.
Hurricane Irma has killed at least 22 people and inflicting catastrophic destruction elsewhere. The National Hurricane Center says Irma has weakened from a Category 4 to a Category 3 hurricane, but is expected to regain strength as it approaches the Florida Keys. North Korea marked the 69th anniversary of its founding Saturday with typical ceremonies and fanfare as the international community watched for another potential missile test. North Korea has a history of using its military technology to mark significant holidays. Last year, North Korea tested its 5th nuclear device on this date. The South Korean government said it was closely monitoring activity in North Korea as speculation mounted about another missile launch that could be connected with this event. Follow Voice of America on social media for additional stories and videos. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia says it has suspended dialogue with Qatar to resolve an ongoing conflict with its Gulf neighbors. Edward Uranian has the story from Cairo.
Saudi Arabia and Qatar appear to be engaging in diplomacy by megaphone once again as the media of both states wrangle over a phone call Saturday between leaders of the two countries, ostensibly to mediate a 3-month-old conflict. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and Qatari Emir Tamim bin Hamad spoke to bring the two sides together. Qatari media reported that bin Salman and Sheikh Tamim each agreed to appoint an envoy to sit down and discuss outstanding differences. But the Saudi press agency made no mention of the appointment of envoys to discuss the conflict. Hilal Kashan, who teaches political science at the American University of Beirut, argues that the conflict with Qatar, if it continues, will in the long term benefit Iran. That end would be totally unacceptable to Saudi Arabia. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
An estimated 270,000 Rohingya have sought refuge in Bangladesh over the past 2 weeks, Samantha Vadas reports.
Exhausted, hungry, and desperate for shelter, thousands of Rohingya Muslims continue to pour into Bangladesh. The UNHCR says over 250,000 of them have now fled Myanmar in what it calls an unprecedented surge from the northern state of Rakhine, where the army is hitting back hard on the Muslim minority after a string of insurgent attacks 2 weeks ago.
They're slaughtering and killing our people with bullets. Our houses have been torched. We have nothing. They're looting our belongings.
The military claims it's only targeting the insurgents. But as the Rohingya continue to scramble for safety in Bangladesh, the UNHCR says the country's camps are now bursting at the seams.
That's reporter Samantha Vadas. U.S.-backed Syrian fighters launched an offensive against the Islamic State group in eastern Syria along the border with Iraq on Saturday. Government forces are also marching in the same direction against the extremists. The dueling battles for Deir al-Zor highlight the importance of the oil-rich eastern province, which has become the latest focus of the international war against the Islamic State group, raising concerns of an eventual clash between the two sides. Uruguay's vice president has resigned. Raúl Sendic announced his departure Saturday after a tribunal of his political party determined that he may have engaged in unacceptable use of public funds while head of the state oil company ANCOP. The case is also being studied by a public anti-graft entity. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.